Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Hey, yo, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of Stick Talk. Welcome back to the podcast. It's been a while, man. It's been oh my God, I feel like it's been forever. It's before the holidays, man. Welcome back, man. We have so much to talk about FIFA. We'll stay to FIFA, the bad, the good, mostly the bad. There's a new patch. Hey.
You literally just found out seconds ago. So, yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, there's a brand new patch, man. I hope you guys are having a fantastic day. Welcome back to Stick Talk. We're going to talk all kinds of craziness. And, yeah, man, there's a lot of awesome things happening in the world. A lot of crazy things happen in the world. We're going to talk about it all. It's me, your boy Skills, and my brother. Welcome back to the podcast that's now top 50 in the world in sports. Oh, that's a dub. That's a dub. That's a dub. That's
definitely
a
dub, dude. That's crazy.
A dub. And what was I going to say? I had something to follow up with that, and then I took an L.
He had a brain fart. Is that what just happened?
Yeah, I literally just took an L, man. We're live on Twitch. We're live on Twitch, and we're going to be talking to the chat a lot. The chat's going to be massively involved. We have no guests for today's episode, but our guest is the chat, and they're the most important episode of all time. We're going to bring them in massively because we're going to speak Team of the Year, the patch, how bad the gameplay has been from people losing their accounts to the gameplay being bad to just the state of FIFA after winter amazingness. Winter wild card was such a dub.
I kept on calling it wildcard, bro. I don't know why I couldn't say card.
It was such a dub,
every
man.
Time. It was really good.
It was really
the best
good.
Promo of the year so far, in my opinion.
Yeah. Hey, make sure you follow us on TikTok. Make sure you follow us on Apple Music and on Spotify. Leave rating, get us higher than top 50, do all that great stuff, man. You guys help massively. And I'm gonna start the podcast off with this, man. Yesterday I was streaming and my viewers, I would say that I have the best viewers in all of the world until moments like this happen. So I'm streaming, I'm having a good time playing on FIFA. And one of my viewers states this as we're speaking of Team of the Year. It actually made me rage quit my stream and leave. They said,
actually?
Yes, they said Salah won't even be known in the top 60.
What?
Players.
Of like FIFA or like best players of the world?
Just best.
Nah, they're tripping. Dude, stop it right now.
That Salah just won't be known. Oh, no. Dude said top 500. Sorry.
Top 500?
No, he said Salah won't even be known in the best top 500. Thank you, chat, for letting chat. This is the things that I read when, you know, first of all, you guys can't see this, but for everybody watching the live, I have a beautiful SpongeBob hoodie on that I'm giving a 10 out of 10. Okay, this is such a... Guys, what are we saying? 10 out of 10. I can tell you one thing. This SpongeBob shirt is in the top 500. That's sure.
That's how you felt after you heard that, isn't it?
Bro, I left the stream I laid in life and I thought... I laid in bed and I thought about life at that moment.
Damn, I mean, I want to lay in life too. How does that work, dude?
Yeah, I don't know. You just have somebody tell you that Salah's not even top 500, and then you're gonna lay inside of life.
Look, man, I don't want to say kids, bro.
I don't think it was a kid. I think this was a grown man. I want to say this was a grown man. Yeah,
maybe,
I think so.
Maybe he's kind of like me, still living in the 90s. Because
no, I think this guy has hair on his nuts. He has hair on his nuts. Go on.
I mean, that's still kids, bro. Like, you're not a kid until you're like 21. Listen, bro.
You're not a kid until you're 21. That's crazy.
Like to be fair, if you're a male, you're probably not an adult until you're like 25. Let's just be fucking honest.
You said you're not a kid until you're 21.
No, you know what
May.
I mean. You're not a May. Man. Listen,
oh, there you
bro.
Go. Okay, go on. That's crazy.
Day. Listen.
All right, go on, go on,
anyway,
go on. Yeah, go on. My fault.
Like, dude, for me, when I look at football, right? Like, I see these incredible players.
Yeah.
With the Messi, Ronaldos, the upcomings with Haaland and Mbappe. Salah. All right. Yeah. We're going to put Salah up there because he deserves more than what he's getting. Let's be freaking honest. I still think.
Is
like
he
not 90s generation, bro? Like growing up watching that, the Brazilians, the Zidane, there was just so many more great players.
Is he
players,
in the top 100? Is he in the top 100
right now? Yes, 100%.
No, for us, not right now. Just in general, like when you sit down and you think about like the Seedorfs, the Hullits, the Cafus, the Maldinis.
Yeah, but like
is Salah in the top 100?
For his position, though, for right wing
position,
I'm not sitting here because like. You can't say...
Oh, when you say position, that makes
position,
me hard.
Position, bro, 100%, bro. How many right wings in that position, bro? Like, come on, stop.
Oh, but wait, is he... I think he's easily in the top 100 ever, though.
I can only think of a few, I'm not even going to lie to you, that are even up there for
I'm
that
saying, like, not I even right winger. I just think he's in the top 100, right?
I don't know, bro. There's a lot of really good players, bro.
No, of course. There is. Of course, you have the Cruyffs, the Zidanes, the Zebus. Of course. And I'm not saying he's even in the top 50, but is he not making a top 100 list?
I think
that's,
he's making
that's
a top.
That's harsh.
I think he's making
he's
a
gotta
top
be like 95th.
99th. Just barely made
you
the list.
You gotta get in there, right?
Dude, every time and you ask me about a player, I think position, right? Like, I think the position they play in, because, like, that's... It makes the... If you talk about all time, bro, Jesus Christ.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing. People will put Figo in that top 100.
Yes.
Because he was one of the best right wingers when it comes to, like, you know, he played for Madrid, all the great stuff he did. Right? Figo was great. Uh-huh. I think Zidane, I mean, I think Salah is up there.
Better than Figo?
I'm Portuguese, so I'm not going to say he's better than Figo. But damn, Salah's nice.
Yeah, Salah's incredible, man. And I'm gonna be honest with you, like I don't even care if he's not on your top 100 list or whatever.
Did Figo get a Ballon d'Or? He did.
Did he actually get a Ballon d'Or?
Wait. Let me think. I'm pretty sure Figo got a Ballon d'Or.
I'm not sure.
I'm pretty sure Figo. Guys, did Figo get a? He did. Yes, he did. And Salah's been robbed of a Ballon d'Or.
Not. I mean, robbed, bro. Let's not get into that because this is all.
Hey, that was a joke.
But listen, I do want to talk about it.
Yeah.
Ballon d'Or, like, what was he? Like, ninth, sixth, something?
What do you mean?
This year? Like, where did he even place this year? Was he even on the list?
This is what people seem to, like, forget, though, because last year was such a, like, weird upside down year. Uh-huh. So. Like what people need to understand is that Messi was remarkable from December on for the end of Barcelona. He was at a level that was like crazy. And you also have to look at the situation that's at hand. People don't want to give respect to Messi for what he like. Look at when he left. It shows.
I mean, they didn't look good before he left regardless.
But he was keeping them. What I want you to understand here for a second is Messi did stats with those players. That's what I'm trying to get at here, right? I'm not saying Barca's any worse or any better without them, because Barca, to be honest with you, is probably going to end in the same type of area they ended with Messi there. But with that being said, Messi put up stats.
Yeah,
right?
But like the only thing I was going to say to this, bro, and no disrespect to Messi, congratulations. I'm not a Messi hater, none of this.
I think Lewandowski deserved it, but go on.
Yeah, for 2 years in a row.
Yeah, yeah.
Hear me out. If he didn't win
the
Copa America, he wouldn't have gotten it. Like, there's no way they would have handed it to him. Just think about this. This is now a popularity contest, bro. And it's on, instead of individual, like, don't get it twisted. He got the stats.
Yeah.
Right. He got the freaking stats.
Yeah.
But he's winning. They're now like, oh, you win some type of tournament.
Yeah.
And you do okay with stats in the league. Oh, here, give you Ballon d'Or.
This was my statement yesterday before they told me, because this is what led to them saying Salah wasn't 500. And when I say them, it was one person. But my statement was this, and this is how I truly feel. I am sick of the Ballon d'Or conversation because we're no longer speaking of the Ballon d'Or. We're just speaking about one man ending with more Ballon d'Ors than another man. That's all it is now. Now it's, oh my God, I don't care if Messi was actually great. I just want him to end with more Ballon d'Ors than Ronaldo.
Yeah.
Right. And at this point, it almost feels like the Pelé conversation where they're just like tallying on goals from, I score a goal in FIFA, they give it to Pelé. And it feels like that's like the type of thing we're doing with Messi. When I get old and like I'm close to my, hopefully I make it to an old man and I'm going to pass away at old man. When I think back, I'm going to think about how great Messi and Ronaldo was, and a Ballon d'Or is not what's going to tell me who was better and who wasn't
better.
I'm
going to be honest with you, bro. The Ballon d'Or, maybe it's because I'm getting up there in age. I'm starting to forget who won them, bro. What I remember in my head is who was great when I watched them. You get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
Like, I'm talking about old players past. Like, recently, I know who's won it. But old players past, when I was growing up watching football, I don't remember if they won a... Like, I don't remember if Figo won a Ballon d'Or or not, bro. I just enjoyed watching those players, and those players suck in my head. Yeah. I am going to be able to tell if I have kids... Man, I saw the greatest footballers ever play the sport.
What I'm going to be able to tell my kids is this. I saw the two greatest footballers push each other to a level that's never been touched before. Because Messi would not be the player he is today without Ronaldo. And Ronaldo would not even be close. Ronaldo would have never been close to the player he is today. Because Ronaldo's ego got pushed by Messi. Mm-hmm. And that's 100%. That's what made Ronaldo never drink a Coca-Cola.
It's mighty tasty if you ask me.
Hey, listen, Coke, if you want to sponsor me in any way, shape, or form, real quick before we go any further, I just want to say big shout out to Prediction for always helping us put these together. Again, man, rate us, all that great stuff on Apple Music and on Spotify, and everybody watching the live, man, I appreciate you guys being part of the live. I'm right in the chat. We're going to discuss. I want the chat to get massively involved in this one, because today I didn't bring a guest on because I just, I wanted you guys to be involved in the Team of Year conversation, the people losing their accounts, we'll touch on that in a little bit because I feel bad for a lot of the people that did lose their accounts. I've gone through it, and it's very, very, more than anything about losing an account, it's more of you just feel like someone's gotten to your, you feel like someone's gotten to your person, into your life. Yeah. You've been hacked.
Yes.
Yeah, I've been hacked
twice in a row. Twice, 16, yeah. And then I tough. Think 17.
It's, yeah, it's really tough. Bad. Anyways, a lot of things are happening in the world right now. Do we go straight into the patch? You want to talk more IRL football? Because I will say one thing.
Salah, though, I'm just saying Salah's a freaking beast. And if you don't,
we gotta stay on Salah.
And if you don't think so, you're just not a Liverpool fan. You're not even a football fan. You just like talking about other players. Like, you just like being the guy that's saying, no, never. You know what I mean? Like, you're that guy. Doesn't matter what player it is, you always go the opposite of what everybody else is thinking. Is Salah overrated? I think people put a lot of, like, oh my God, he's the best ever. But to be fair, he's the best right now in that position. I don't care what anybody tells me.
Hey.
Like, best in that position right now.
Okay. And you know what else I want to add to that? I want to word this properly. Because... Mm-hmm. I don't think it has anything to do with racism. Mm-hmm. And I don't think it has anything to do with, I don't know what it has to do with, but I think it's absolute bullshit. Okay. I want to make this very clear. I am A9 Skills and I approve of this message. I think it is absolute bullshit that the African Cup of Nations does not get more spoken about time, more airtime, more TV time. Anything. We get the Copa America, everyone's talking about it. We get the Euros, everyone's talking about it. And then the African Cup of Nations, which has great players playing in it, like Salah, mad players.
Koulibaly, dude, can I be honest with you? Bro, my timeline during Euros and Copa America, the Golden Cup, bro, was just blowing up. My timeline now, I don't even know what's going on, bro. Like, but they don't even talk.
I want to say maybe it's the, like someone said it in the chat as well, maybe it's the time that it happens because that would be relevant during the summer possibly. Like, would Copa America stand a chance? Listen, would Copa America stand a chance against the Premier League? And I say no.
No, but
I say no. Like, if the Premier League was on and Copa America was on, what would people care more about? And unless it's your nation playing, I think the Premier League wins.
100%, especially if you're a Prem fan. I think, like, dude, I'm gonna be honest with you, and I do this all the time, and I usually do it just kidding around. I could care less about, like, if Portugal's not playing, I could care less about any other country. Will I sit down and I watch a game? 100%, but I'm not, You get what I'm trying to say?
Like, you're not invested as much.
I'm not invested. That's what it is. I'm not invested. In Copa America, dude, I don't even think I watched any of the Golden Cup. I might have watched a game here and there, bro. Like, you know
the
what I'm
Copa
trying
America?
To say?
I watched a lot of it. I watched a lot of it.
The Gold Cup? That
one. Nah. I watched because my kids are going to be Mexican, so I got to make sure I know my shit. Because if my kid comes out and tries to school me on Mexico, I'm like, nah, bro. Hey, meet a papa. Yo soy Mexicano, way. No way. You understand? I'm on it, bro. I got my shit down. You feel me? So yeah. But yeah, no. To me, someone said Viva la Raza. Hey, yo, Eddie Guerrero, what a guy. Hey, guys, lately, ooh, I don't know if I can say this, man, but lately I've been watching like WWF, but back on like Twitch. At night they'll have like the old school match. So I'm laying in bed watching Eddie Guerrero, Undertaker, like all them. Yo, they got some dope channels on Twitch. I ain't gonna say no names because I ain't trying to get them banned. But they be showing it all. They go to the 2000s and they be showing it all. You know what I'm saying? RIP to Eddie Guerrero. What a wrestler, man. Anyways, man, back on what I was saying. Yeah, dude, there's just not enough coverage of the African. People say
that it's like a bad time, and a lot of people are.
It is a bad time. It is a bad time, yo, because you have all the leagues going on.
I understand that, right? But hear me out, bro. Like, when do you want Africa to just change their weather? Be like, oh, you know what?
No, they have to
do it at that time.
No,
and people are mad that these players are leaving, and teams are trying to hold players back.
True, bro, that's tough, man. But hold on. FIFA and UEFA come up with ways to help invest in stadiums. They did it in Portugal. Benfica got a new stadium because of Euro 2004. So can they help them invest in stadiums that are closed?
They could, for sure, 100%, but...
So that way they could play in AC during the summer type thing, you know, because...
Isn't that what they're going to do now in Qatar? Like, supposedly all the stadiums for the World Cup that's coming up next winter, I think it is. Yes, next winter, right? Next winter is going to be in AC stadiums because it's... you know what I mean? It's hot as hell there, so...
Yeah,
I don't know, man. I saw
something popped up on my Twitter. They have the first ever movable stadium.
What do you mean? The thing got wheels?
Dude, it has like, it's made out of containers. Like ship containers. I swear this thing is crazy. I'm not lying. Guys watching live, have you guys seen it? It is a stadium made of containers and you can take it apart and reassemble it anywhere in the world.
What is that going to do though? Like, what are you going to do with that? Just have teams carry around their stadiums? Like,
I'm not going to lie to you. I think it's a very, very good idea. For example, there are stadiums in Brazil in the middle of the Amazon that nobody uses. And instead of giving that type of money to help poor areas in Brazil or the government of Brazil, they wasted a stadium that's going to sit there. So
and just rot. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think there's certain countries that can benefit from movable type of stadiums like this that, you know, UEFA can invest in more of these stadiums and then take them to countries for the Euros and the World Cups. You'll see more countries get Euros and World. I think it's a W idea.
I'm just thinking about like Legos and stuff. You know what I mean?
You literally take it apart if they mess up.
Like you're sitting in it and then like somebody didn't screw something on right and bada bing, bada boom.
Ayo.
You know? Like Jenga, you know what I'm saying? That could be tough.
Ayo. I didn't think about that.
I do. I always think about that, bro. I'm scared going into stadiums alone, bro. Like if that's not like they, you know what I mean? Like I don't want to be all like dark and stuff, but you know, I don't usually sit in the really good places. That thing could come down and squish me, bro. You know what I mean? So I don't know.
Damn, last night I laid in bed and thought about Salah being in top 500. Now I got to think about stadiums. That's crazy. Hey, man, we're going to swiftly move, not into FIFA just yet, but another conversation is Xavi's doing okay with Barcelona. They haven't lost. They haven't lost. They drew, they won.
Yeah, the problem is they're not performing all the way. It's going to take time, man, like I said. Hopefully he does well, man. The only thing that I hope is that they give him time, bro. Because that
they will.
But the problem is the board.
And plus,
might,
they're going to get Ronaldo next year.
They're going to get Ronaldo next year.
Yeah, they want him.
No, they don't. Stop.
Yeah, this conversation. Yeah, it's rumors.
Stop, bro.
It's rumors. Hey, imagine he pulled up and put and took the number 10.
Oh my God! Could you imagine, bro? No,
I would love to see Messi Twitter. I would love. On God, I would not sleep that whole day. I put Messi in the trending page, and I would sit there refreshing, dog. Because yo, Barca Messi Twitter would go crazy. He changed to CR10. Ayo, that would be the most savage thing I've ever seen in my lifestyle. And then they pull up with like a movable stadium. Anyways, yeah, man, he's done okay, to be honest, since he's arrived. He hasn't really lost, and they've won in time. I want to say since he's got there, they're not that many points off of what Real Madrid has done, because Real Madrid's kind of got into a little bit of a up and down thing. But Salah lost to Nigeria. I know I'm jumping around. Salah lost to Nigeria. I, you know, for people listening, you could be listening a month from now, but Salah lost to Nigeria today. But I still believe Salah's in the top 100.
Yes, I do too, especially of right now.
Right now, he's the best right winger in the world.
Yes, I would agree with that statement.
What position is Messi?
Right wing, not cam, everywhere, up I think, front, basically.
I think he's
center
a left back.
Forward cam, left back at this point, bro.
Because he's left back on the bench. Does he play?
I knew he was gonna do it.
Does he play?
Dude, I don't even know. I think he gets subbed on.
Is he playing or is he on vacation?
He's trying to get a loan. I heard, and this could be complete.
He's going
bullshit.
On loan?
He's going on loan back to Barcelona. He's trying to.
Stop it.
I heard he's trying to get loaned back to Barcelona. Imagine losing Messi for PSG to take his ass and then be like, hey, you know what? You're not working out. You can go back where you came from, but we still got to pay half the salary. Stop playing, bro.
I just Googled Messi's name and the first thing that came up is said, Messi said rude things to Pepe and Ramos in the Clásico. Bro, every player says rude things to each other during a game.
You're in the heat of the moment, man. Like,
bro, if I was on the field, was it?
Yeah, you were literally family, and when we start getting competitive, bro, we talk shit to each other, man.
Yeah,
on,
if I was playing during Zidane's time, I'd be like, yo, bro, your hairline starts on the back of your neck. What's
and
good?
And then you get headbutted. That's what happened. There's the story, bro.
Hey,
self-conscious, and bang, headbutt right to the chest.
Oh, Messi has COVID.
Oh, is that what happened? Is that the excuse you're using now?
No, I think he does. Someone say he does. That's what my chat's saying. They're all saying he has COVID.
I feel like teams are saying that because they don't want to play players.
Lionel Messi, CR7, full FIFA 22, ultimate team nominee revealed. You think Ronaldo gets team of the year?
What, in FIFA?
Yeah, you think he's 12th man?
100%, because this is not like, this is not.
Yeah,
this
people are like, hey, Skills, can you vote? And I'm like, for what? EA already has their mind decided.
They have their mind decided. And even if you don't, everybody's voting for the best. Dude, it's going to be Marquinhos, center back. It's going to be Hakimi. Mm. It's going to be
Hakimi.
Mbappe.
No, Hakimi.
Hakimi's going to win.
No shot. Who's the right back, y'all? The right back has to be like Trent.
Oh, it probably will be Trent. Never mind. Yeah.
Now, wait, maybe not. No, it's going to be João Cancelo. Right back, João Cancelo. Probably.
They're going to give left back.
Hold on. Right back, João Cancelo. Ruben Dias, center back. Marquinhos, center back. Left back, Robertson. Did Robertson have a good Euro?
No.
Wait, what was this summer?
It was a Euro, wasn't it? Was it
Am I going crazy?
No, it was this summer. Because it was the Euro and then Copa America.
Oh, Alfonso Davies left back.
Oh, yeah.
Up top,
I don't think it's happening.
Up top, you're going to have Messi and Salah.
And Ronaldo.
And Lewandowski.
And Ronaldo.
Ronaldo was 12th man last year. He's going to be 12th man again.
No, Neymar was 12th man last year, wasn't he?
No, Ronaldo was 12th man last year.
What the hell did Neymar get last year?
These nuts.
I don't think Neymar did it.
Neymar didn't get one.
Robertson got nominee last
bro,
year.
Bro, Neymar was on extending a sister's birthday thing.
Vacation.
Yeah.
Messi
was 12th man.
Messi was 12th. Yeah, Ronaldo got one last year.
He did?
Because he was at
He did get one. He did get one. Yeah, yeah, he got one.
He was at UV and he was doing well over there. You know what I mean? So, and then Messi was 12th.
Oh, yeah, true.
Maybe Neymar got a nominee. Did he get a nominee? I know he got a blue card, bro. I don't remember what it was at this point.
I'm tripping. Wait, now people are saying Mbappe was 12th man. No, he wasn't.
No, he wasn't, bro.
No, yo, it was Messi was 12th man.
I think
man, let me Google this. FIFA 21 team of the year.
Google ruins conversations, bro. We could have just gone off the dome. And like nowadays, everybody just has to Google
on,
it to find out.
On
bro.
God,
just,
bro, I'm not going to lie to you. I think that the pandemic has made my Twitch chat stupid.
No, it's made me everything is like cluttered.
I used to be
real,
for everybody listening at home. I'm like one of the stupidest like streamers out there. Right. And like, I'm really dumb. But now the people that used to like kind of have my back, they're proper dumb now. Like they, the things they say, bro, like, I don't even know. Like I'm confused.
Pandemic made everything like condensed, bro. Like everything is like all jumbled for me, bro. I don't have like a sense of time anymore. It's really weird.
Yeah, so, okay, so team of the year was, here we go, man. Mm. All right, you had Bruno Pens, you had Kevin De Bruyne and Kimmich, you had Mbappe, Lewandowski, CR7, you had Alphonso Davies, Sergio Ramos, VVD, Trent, and Neuer. Messi was 12th man. Yep, Messi was 12th man.
This year,
yeah.
Damn, that's going to be tough because there's two 12 men. They're gonna make a 13th man, and they're going to give it to Messi and Ronaldo.
See, because Messi was trash up until February.
Yeah.
That's what I try to tell people, and people have a hard time understanding what I mean by Messi winning the Ballon d'Or. I know we're kind of jumping around. Yo, Messi literally didn't get Team of the Year last year because
he had a bad season, and then
he wasn't good, and then he got really good in February, and he ran really good for the back end of February, and then he won Copa America, and then he's been trash ever since because for PSG's just like. Yeah, yeah, PSG's not really his thing. So Messi literally won Ballon d'Or off of half of a year. That's impressive. Yeah. I don't know if that's ever been done before.
I mean, I know he had like, didn't he have like 40 goals and like a bunch of assists?
Okay, but it doesn't matter what he had.
Yeah, no, on a Messi, back end of a, Messi, yeah, 100%.
Like when you really sit down and think about Messi, bro, Messi got a Ballon d'Or off of half of a year. I don't know if any player's ever pulled that off. That's impressive. Anyways, but that's not the point of this conversation. So the new team of the year is coming out, and we're going to talk about the patch in 1 second. Should we go into the patch or team of the year? Where are we going? We're going to FIFA now, man. Where are we going? Y'all
want
to go patch first?
Whatever you want, but all I'm saying is Messi won team of the a Ballon d'Or. He has to get a team of the year.
Yeah, he's in it. Oh, 100%. It's him, Lewandowski.
It's going to be him 100%, and then right, team of the year. Might be 12th man.
All right, my team of the year is this. My team of the year is Messi, Lewandowski, and Salah, okay? With Ronaldo being 12th man.
Okay.
Right? Because EA's got to make their money.
Not even that. He had actually a good season. He had like 40
just in general,
goals.
In general. And for me, it's an interesting one because Benzema, maybe no Ronaldo. Maybe no, because
Ronaldo
you have Benzema and Mbappe.
It was last year. Ronaldo had a decent Euro. He was the top goal scorer in the Euro.
Ronaldo's getting one. He has to get one because he did the stats for Juve. And he was a top goal scorer in Euro, and he broke all these records. There's no way he doesn't get one. Like, he literally broke the most international goals this year. He broke the record for most international men goals
that was
this
before the
year.
Euros or during the Euros?
During. It was like right after the Euros.
Okay.
No, it was yeah, like, I think so, it was so he won top goal scorer of the Euro. He scored a bunch of goals for Juve, and there's no way he does not get that.
It's a problem, though, right? Because... And I don't know, because you can only have one striker.
And someone said he didn't win anything. Yeah, but like I understand what y'all are saying about that. But like going based off of like if somebody won something or didn't win anything, like that's not how the
Ballon d'Or works. It's your stats. That's
no, we're not talking Ballon d'Or. We're talking about team of the year. Yeah,
but a team of the year. It's like your stats, right? Like you are the best player for that position.
Yeah, yeah.
That wise.
Yeah, and like, he got. I don't know. And individually, he won top goal scorer of. I want to say he won top goal scorer with Juve. So Italy, want to say that, okay? And then he won top goal scorer of the Euro.
Yep.
You get what I'm saying? And he broke like the international record. I don't know, maybe not, but anyways, regardless, it's not about who, like at this point, it's not about who deserves and who doesn't deserve. It's about who I believe EA is going to make money with because EA's not going to just randomly throw a Benzema in over Messi, Ronaldo, or Neymar and Mbappe when they can make money the other way.
Right. I think you're breaking up for me, bro. I don't know if you're breaking up for the
I'm
stream.
Breaking up?
Yeah, like you're it's like robotic for me right now. But either way, I think it's going to go what makes the most money. For me, logically, like they can only have 12 guys, right? Because they make the 12th man or whatever, and then they have the nominees.
Yeah.
Like for me to make money, like when I think of team of the year, I'd never think like football because it gets complicated there. Mm-hmm. When it comes to making money, they're just going to put the broken cards in that everybody wants. Like that's just the way I.
Well, it's not the broken cards they want. It's the broken cards they will make money with.
That's what I'm trying to say. And Ronaldo's, the Messi's. Messi will definitely make money. His card hopefully will be good.
So what I believe is actually there should be less midfielders and more attackers. So what I mean by that is Mbappe and Lewandowski striker, with Salah and Messi on the wings, and then two midfielders, right? Like a Kevin De Bruyne and a Kante.
Okay.
You understand? Kevin De Bruyne didn't play much, so I don't know who I would give. A Conte most likely because of what he did with, you know, Conte's just insane. And probably Conte, Jorginho. Maybe Conte, Jorginho. Jorginho has a
Yeah, and Conte won right. the championship, so, and they won the Euros.
So yep. then you go to the back where you see, then you have João Cancelo, Ruben Dias, Afonso Davies, Marquinhos most likely, and then in goal, I don't know. There's so many great ones. Oblak's great. I don't know who the best goalie was. I think the best goalie, in my opinion, is Mendy. I think Mendy was the best. Am I still bringing up for you? Yeah, Mendy was incredible for Chelsea. Mendy was really good.
I mean, they won the Champions League with him,
and it's not just that; it's what he did. Like he was
right. No. I get what you're trying to say. Like I'm trying to like process because my biggest problem when it comes to this is like Marquinhos is good in FIFA, bro. What the hell did Marquinhos do last year? I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't know
because I don't even know why he's on the list. Well, because there was nobody else.
What do you mean?
VVD was injured. There was no other top end. Amazing center back to put beside Ruben Dias at that level. There's nobody else.
There has to be a Chelsea center back because they freaking won the Champions League.
Are you saying Rudiger was better than Marquinhos?
I mean, he won a Champions League. PSG didn't. If you want to go like to that, I mean, I don't know.
Brazil went to a final of the Copa America.
Yeah, but like, didn't win nothing though, so you don't get shit.
But again, we just said it's not about that.
I'm just going with the logic everybody else is going with. I'm just saying, bro.
Also, someone makes a good point. Luke Shaw was amazing last year.
He was really good last year.
Yeah, Luke Shaw was like, we were calling him Roberto Carlos. So again, that's what I would do because personally, I see more attackers than midfielders that were like at that level. Now, I don't know if they're going to go with a 4-3-3, but if they go with like a 4...
They never really do they?
If they go with like a 4-1-2-1-2 or a 4-1-2-1-2 wide where like Messi's a right mid, right winger type thing and so Salah, then I think you go with that. So that's what I would go. I would go like Mbappe, Lewandowski up top with Ronaldo being the 12th man or Ronaldo and Lewandowski up top with Mbappe being the thing. For anyone to say that Ronaldo doesn't even deserve to be in the top 12, that's crazy because again, top Juve score, top score of the Champions League. And not only that, probably the top money maker for EA Sports. Because they know when that card comes out. Like, no, seriously, huge Messi's. You already have huge Neymar's, right? When they gave Neymar the winter wild card, they knew he wasn't getting team of the year. They're waiting for this moment to give Mr. C this big, you know, the moneymaker.
Yeah, of course.
So, anyways, that's where, is your team of the year different or what?
No, I was just going to go with all the broken cards in FIFA because, like.
It has to have some type of.
No, I would give João Cancelo, but my problem is, like, I've been sitting here thinking the whole time. For me, João Cancelo is versatile, so you can have him. Like, I would do Trent right back, and then I know Alphonso Davies did fantastic, but I would probably give João Cancelo.
But I don't think João played last year left back.
Yes, he did.
Not last year.
He played both.
I don't think he was left back last year.
I think he played both. I could be wrong, though. I could be completely wrong.
Theo Hernandez is crazy at left back, too, because he's somebody that plays really good for AC Milan.
Yeah, but AC, like, what? I don't know, bro. Like,
oh, he did play left back last year, people are saying.
He did play last year. I think he kept swapping back and forth, so.
It's interesting. João Cancelo is one of the best left backs, slash right backs in the world. That guy's incredible.
He's the best. He's one of, I think him and Trent are probably the best fullbacks in the world right now. Yeah. In my opinion, I think João Cancelo is better than Trent. Trent attacking is incredible, defensively kind of shaky, but.
That is by far Benfica's biggest mistake ever.
Yeah, 100%, dude. Yeah.
Him or Bernardo Silva. But I think João Cancelo got less playing time than Bernardo Silva at least made some. João Cancelo didn't play, bro. That was a big mistake from Bayford. Yeah, huge mistake. All right, man. We're going to move into the patch, man. Twitch chat, how many of you guys have read this already? For everybody listening, a patch has been dropped. I know you guys listen to the podcast way different times and stuff. Patch notes, though, right? So we're recording this on January 11th. You might be listening in February or anything like that. But we're going to talk about the state of FIFA. Now, before we talk about this patch, let's talk about FIFA gameplay.
Okay.
The most broken FIFA ever.
Yes. Thank God somebody else is saying the same thing as me. Jesus Christ.
The most broken FIFA ever for the simple fact that there's too much to abuse and there is no skill gap.
Yes. Skill gap hasn't been a thing though for the last like three iterations.
But this one's worse.
This one's awful. I have the same opinion. Yeah.
Yeah. So the way you play this FIFA, if you haven't played it yet, is simple. This game was solid in the beginning, but they patched this game to the ground. Corners are the most broken technique that we've seen in almost any FIFA. That's getting patched, and then they have these left bumper, right bumper over the top through ball that's extremely broken, stays low. And then you have a right bumper pass into the box every time that's just really broken. So you have these three mechanics. The problem with FIFA gameplay right now, in a nutshell, is this. The only way to score is either you hard driven into the box or you turn into Messi, Super Saiyan, coming together with Goku and Vegeta, and then you left stick dribbling. You do left stick dribbling around every defender, because no matter if someone's on dropback or not, the defensive line is too deep. Can we all agree with that? Everybody in the chat right now that's listening live, do you guys all agree that the FIFA line is programmed too defensive from the jump? Like, can we all just agree? Everybody's saying yeah. I don't think there's anyone that can disagree with that. And if you do, you probably think Salah's not in the top 500.
You had to freaking do it.
It naturally it sits way too deep.
The natural drop back is ridiculous.
It's
bro.
Ridiculous. And so you need to be Messi on steroids with Goku and Super Saiyan Vegeta.
It's called Vegito or Gogeta, bro. Like, that's it. That's when they combine, they fuse.
But it's different now because you're Vegeta. Okay, so shut up and let me finish my conversation and then you can go. So Messi, Vegeta, and Goku have a threesome.
Okay, and they become Vegeta. Okay, that's...
They become Vegeta. And then you get into the box and you got a left stick dribble around and you have to make sure that nobody gets next to you because Cell and Piccolo and everybody's in the box and they're all doing Kamehameha's. And you're out here, you're flicking that stick.
So hard.
Yeah, your thumb, you literally need to do like push-ups every night because your thumb needs to have a muscle that's just never been seen to man. You got to spin 37 times before you can even think about taking a shot. But when you're shooting, you now need to fake shot canceled, do three more spins, send your opponent to Africa, and then finally shoot the ball.
And then if you actually shoot the ball, sometimes they recover and stretch and get the ball somehow.
So now when you shoot the ball, you finally have an opening. Uh-huh. Now you green it. And when you green it, it's going to give you a 25% chance of scoring because you got lucky and you greened. The only problem is you didn't realize that Gohan is in net and he has like the cloud that just flies him across the damn map in 2 seconds to touch the ball with his cock. Mm-hmm. Okay? All right? And this is the state of the game. And sometimes you green it and your 25% is clear and it passes Gohan's cock.
Yeah.
But it hits the crossbar. And ricochets
out.
That's
because you aimed wrong at that point, bro. Stop playing with me.
It's FIFA. And what I'm trying to say to you right here is... Tell me. If you didn't catch it...
What?
On the next episode of Dragon Ball... No. Listen, this is the most RNG football game. Like, before it used to be... like a little bit RNG, but now the tackling's RNG, the bounces are RNG, the shooting's RNG, the goalkeepers are RNG. There's nothing that you do that worked once that will work again.
Yeah, look, man, I can go through the problems that you know what's broken and they keep on telling. They told us, 2 years ago? Listen, man, I'm going to keep talking about it because I don't give a fuck. They're the lion. Kickoff has been a thing in FIFA forever, and it's the most... You literally have to break the guy's leg, otherwise they're freaking scoring on you.
Yeah.
All right? Like, that shit annoys me so much, bro. The natural drop back, my whole team running into the box, but no one can stop one guy from weaving in and out to score a goal, and then my keeper just goes, let me just fall over all of a sudden. Yeah. Listen, bro, the game was good in the beginning. I don't care what anybody freaking tells me.
Yeah.
Pro players, even you complained about it. Yo, the scarecrows that we have in net now are jerk-offs, bro. Like, I hate it. I hate the game now, bro. I enjoyed the beginning of the game, and yes, things were broken. They needed to be tweaked, but... Mm. All right, two problems that I see with this game. There's two different versions of the game. They're trying to cater to both, and they can't, right? Okay. Like, if you play new gen, it's a completely different game than old gen. Some people like old gen. They're like, oh, the game is really good on old gen. No, bitch, get a new console. Like, go to the new shit.
Hey, they're not in the stores.
They're coming soon to a theater near you, bro. Listen, anyway, like, I'm sick of this, like, two seasons waiting for the... Like, when do we get in the next game, bro? Like, I'm sick of it because everything is broken all the time, man. It's broken ass... Dude, this bug... Like, you just said they're fixing it. I haven't read the patch notes, bro. This bug has been in the game since the beginning of the fucking game. We're going... What, this is going to be patch number 4 in January, bro? Stop fucking playing with me, bro.
Oh, it is only 4.
It's only 4 patches. They've literally broke the game and said, fuck it, take care. This is going to be their last patch on top of that because it's January, and after January they all go to sleep, bro. They're making their money in 2 weeks and they sleep until next season. All right. The shit is bad, bro. The right corners, the kickoff, it's bad.
Here's the deal. I 19-1 this weekend. So I did the top 100, right?
Congratulations.
With packet lag and shit like that, I would have 20. But with that being said, it is the most unawarding 19-1 I've ever felt in my life, because the people I beat had no thumbs, and I don't feel like I beat them good, right? It's one of those things where it's like, you in this game, even if you're better than the person and you feel better than the person, you're not better than the person. Yeah, like I truly believe that this RNG game, anyone can actually beat anyone. And the thing is, now that there's these over the top through balls that consistently work, you literally can lose to anyone.
You know what the sad thing is? Is they tried the natural, and they maybe changed my mind, right? Mm. They did the natural drop back to counter the over the tops and the through balls from last year, but failed to make it worse.
Because the natural line has been like this since 19, but people are only realizing it now. For everyone listening to live, do you guys believe what I'm saying here? This natural defensive line has been like this, bro. Yes, there was just things in FIFA that didn't make you see it. Yeah, this has been like this, bro. If you go back and you watch 19 footage or anything like that, the only difference of 19 is that you could spam a green outside the box finesse. So you couldn't notice it. 19 had the long shot finesses.
No, I feel like the drop back is more now, bro. Like my
Are you kidding me? Did you play 21?
Bro, I played them all. Did you play 20? Center backs literally end up in the fans, bro. Like they literally just keep running.
And that's been like that since 20. And it's been like that since 20.
I feel like it's worse this year, bro. I'm not going to lie.
It could be, but it's been like this since 20.
Maybe.
But people are only seeing...
Pretty bad too,
no,
bro.
Because what we did was everybody ran around in 20 and 21 and said that people were playing drop back. But what they realized, people weren't on drop back. It was the natural line of it. Because now drop back is not effective and we have the same issue. So what's the excuse this time? We just realized that the line is set like this.
Yeah, I think, like me, in previous FIFAs, I think it was people playing drop back. Now, with the natural drop back.
But you think.
No, because we knew the tactics.
But you don't know.
Running. Like, what do you mean? I don't know. Like, I know.
But you know what you saw from pro players. Yeah. Guys, are you telling me that everyone you matched in 20 and 21 knew to go into drop back? That's impossible, Jay. Well, That's impossible that everyone knew to go into drop back and put comeback on defense. It's physically impossible that every game you went to, everyone was playing drop back. But it felt like it. Why? Because the natural positioning of the lines were bad. And then on top of that, drop back was, you get where I'm coming from now or no?
Yeah. No, I get where you're coming from. I still think this is the worst one it's been though.
Me too. Listen, for me, 21 probably could have been a better game if I didn't have this packet loss thing. I feel like I finally kind of understand what's going on now and I kind of figured it out. But anyways, here we go, man. FIFA Ultimate Team, man. We made changes. During away matches, players will see their own equipped pitch lines. Colors instead of their opponents.
Oh, thanks so much for that visual update.
Nah, that's beautiful. I can't stand looking at someone's bright ass yellow lines, orange lines. Makes me want to drop kick their nose into the ground. I can't stand when somebody pulls up with some dumb ass black lines. I'm like, bro, I can't see this shit.
The black lines actually make it look better.
Bro, there's people that are colorblind, Jay.
No, I get what. Oh, that makes sense actually.
Come on, dog. You have red-ass lines and someone's colorblind and they're like, damn, dog, where's the out-of-bounds line at?
Yeah, no. I get that. I'm just saying,
the person at EA that decided to do that shit was how dumb is you?
I don't think it was intentional. That's the problem. I think they meant for you to see your stuff, but they forgot how to code.
They didn't. They were like, oh my God, I think it's going to be a great feature. You know what we should do? We should let Billy play with pink lines. So that's why when Jimmy matches him, he can see his pink lines. Who the fuck wants to play with pink line football field?
I'm going to be honest.
Do they even use pink lines?
They have like magenta or something, bro.
They got some dumb shit when it snows. Guess what? It doesn't snow in FIFA.
It should. I think that's a great topic we should talk. I think it should snow in FIFA.
I'm going to punch you, dude.
I'm talking about in weekend league. Like, that would be so cool.
It used to on Ultimate Team. They had to change it because the ball went faster.
I'm sorry. When I say Ultimate Team, like champs, like it would be so cool to play
the red ball rolls snow. Faster. So
that's
it would
good.
Be more.
That's good.
It would be more RNG.
You're asking for more. You're asking for the they game to control more.
They can turn the ball moving fast. Just a visual thing, bro. They could do it.
Oh, you want just the visual?
I just want the visual, like the little lines.
You don't remember,
you know?
Back like a couple years ago when it was so bright you had to get sunglasses?
Yeah, I remember. This is why you turn the brightness down on the thing. Anyway, keep going. So we're getting visual fixes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, update to the transfer market and stadium search filter to match your looking. I don't give a shit about the market. Yeah, next thing.
The SBC guys, they care about that, man. They need that.
Oh, shit. Let me read it then. Filters, yeah. I still don't care. Addressing the following issues. Sorry. Yo, listen, SBC guys, figure it out, bro. There's something changing with the transfer marking the stadium filters. Nah, I'm just kidding, man. It's some shit about quality filters, man. You guys gotta go, man. I'm not talking about no damn filters, man. You gotta
get to the gameplay stuff, bro. I gotta
give a quick shout out to Keeps real quick, fellas. Listen, man, this is a sponsor that we love working with, because as you guys know, I'm fully bald. All right, my hair started falling out. Maybe if Keeps was around earlier, your man would still have his hair, fellas. Hair loss is real, so listen to me very carefully. Why you laughing, Jay? Your hair's going. Well, I don't know why you laughing, bro.
Why you gotta put me on the spot? I still got mine, though.
We European, babe. When you European, that hair just goes.
Hey, yeah, listen. I'm wearing a hot man.
Hey, listen, that's Europeans, dude. It's in our genes, man. Listen, guys. Keeps is real. If you are losing your hair, man, make sure to check out Keeps so you can keep your hair, man. If you're ready to take action to prevent hair loss, go to keeps.com/TikTok. That's right, keeps.com/TikTok to get a month free for treatment. And after that, man, it's just $10. You'll see results within 4 to 6 weeks. Keeps, I wish I would have known about you. It's a while back, man, when I had my beautiful long hair. And now it's just a shiny bald head. And if you look at it too long, you can see the future. Guys, make sure to check out Keeps. They are an awesome product. And thank you guys so much for sponsoring today's stream.
All right, let's go, man. Address the following issues, man. Issues, man. Addressing further. Damn, man. Maybe you should be the one reading this shit,
dog. No. This is definitely you. This is fun.
Hey, guys, should I paragraph or should I actually try to read this? Because y'all are just going to laugh at me.
What do you mean paragraph, bro? That, like, paragraph is the whole thing you're about to read.
I said paraphrase, bitch. That's a paragraph?
You said paragraph, bitch.
Damn, what in the stupid. All right, man. Addressing further. Some players seeing initial messages when attempting to matchmaking division rivals.
What do you mean seeing
messages? And not finding opponents. I don't know what the hell that shit means, man. Do we care?
No, that doesn't matter. Go to the gameplay. Right, next one. Go next.
Next issue. In some cases, team management options could not have been adjusted during division match rivals. Who has that issue?
What the hell is team management options? I don't understand what that is.
When you're changing your formation and tactics in game.
Tactics? Like, oh, you know the biggest thing I have the stupid box glitch. You ever get that? I get that shit a lot.
Oh, maybe that's what that is.
That's probably what they're fixing. Maybe, probably not. That's shit. Probably something else that we didn't even know.
That's crazy. They're fixing that in February. Good job. In a rare scenario, players were not able to enter the Foot Champs menu. Who's getting this?
Like, can you do that for me every weekend from now on, please?
Wait, who gets this? Guys, have you never been able to enter the menus in Foot Champs?
No, that's like, I've never seen it, bro.
I literally think they make stuff up.
I think they
did a lot.
Words. It's basically,
I think they patched one thing. I think they patched one thing and they're like, all right, listen, look, okay, we can't put one patch. We can't just say we fixed one thing. So, Mita, type a bunch of shit and just say you did it. I don't care if it's visuals. Hey, change the colors of the lines. Do whatever you got to do. Type
bold
some shit
letters,
in there.
Do it big.
Hey, make sure we get enough, and then we'll just put it in there.
On, bro.
I ain't never seen nobody been able to get to the foot menus. Guys, this is bullshit. All right, man. Some SBCs. Oh, this is for the SBC guys.
Oh, here we
some
go.
SBCs. Skip to the next one. Imagine the... I'm kidding. Some SBC guys UI elements... did not display correctly.
Oh.
Huh?
Oh, graphical mistake. It was
what's
the UI
a UI element?
It's UI. You know what a UI is, bro.
Yeah,
don't
stop trying
stupid.
To type to me like and try to make me feel more stupid. You have a football a game UI, where we kick the ball up and down the field. Stop talking about elements like your game has elements in it. Hey, oh, wait, keep this shit simple, bro. User interface. I know what a UI is, chat. You guys think I'm that dumb or what? Come on now. You guys thought Salah was in the top 500. Calm down.
Alter instinct. That's what it stands for.
The match, okay, here we go. The match UI did not display any images for some players' items when displaying the players to watch overlay. What? The match UI did not display any image for some players' items when displaying the players to watch overlay.
I think they're talking about when the match.
Hey, yo, dog. I feel like more stupid.
No, listen, the UI.
Hey, yo, dog, I'm stupid and I feel more stupid.
Listen, man, it says the match UI did not display any image for some players. Items yeah. When displayed, the players displaying the players to watch over.
Exactly. What in the
you typed this shit up for them, didn't you?
Yeah. Hey, yo, they need to let kids go back to school because look at this article, bro.
Yeah, all right, let's keep going.
Next one. Shut up. I'm reading this shit, man. Reading time. Shut up and sit back, man. Make sure to rate us on Apple Music and Spotify, man.
Leave no kid behind, bro.
Here we go, dog. This is great, man. Heroes came out in September. Images on Foot Hero player items did not always display correctly. Please explain.
I don't know. I guess dynamic images?
Did anyone ever have an issue with their hero card? No, because you only use one, Di Natale.
I'm not going to lie, bro. I don't use any of mine.
Cordoba's sick.
He is really good. He's a good DM, I hear.
What?
People are running him at DM with Alphonso Davies, bro. I don't know. We'll talk about it another time. Let's go.
What?
I swear to God, people are doing it, dude. That's all I'm saying.
Oh my God, bro. No wonder y'all lose games, man. Flare shot were not always being counted towards objective progress.
Hold on, flare shot only?
Flare shots were not always being counted toward objective progress.
The objective stuff. Okay, I'm trying to figure out what the objective progress is, but yeah.
Just skip the gameplay or do you want me to keep reading these?
No, keep going. This is really good. This is good stuff. I'm having a blast.
Guys, you want me to keep going? Should we just go? Should we just go to gameplay? Just skip it, go to gameplay. I'll read one more and then we'll go to gameplay, man.
Co-op
lobby This one's important.
Okay.
The in-game friends list button call out could sometimes not appear. Thank God they fixed that one.
Hold on. I don't know what that is. Is that the L2?
It's how you call out to your friends, mate. It's how you call out to your friends.
I don't understand. Why don't they just like turn on the mic? My controller has a microphone.
I think it's so you can invite your friend or something.
I didn't know we had a multiplayer.
This was a placeholder UI. I'm not reading no more elements UIs, man. All right, gameplay, man. We made the following changes. Are you guys ready for gameplay, man? Here we go. Driven passes are now more likely to be intercepted by the player standing in the ball's traveling path.
I like this, but I don't like this.
No, you know what this is?
I know what this is.
This is
to stop the hard pass.
No, you know what this is?
You tell me.
How the fucking game should have been programmed from the first place.
Yeah, I agree.
If your player standing in front of the ball, he gets it. But guess what this does? It adds another auto block.
Yep.
But they just buffed Conte.
Yep. Like a freaking champ.
They just buffed Vieira.
Fofana's great again, boys. Get him.
Fofana's always been great.
Like he's even better now.
Some dribbling animations when you're using your Magita triggered by moving the left stick, which include the ball carrier. Let me start again because Magita's not in there. Some dribbling animations triggered by moving the left stick when include the ball carrier.
Which include the ball carrier?
Same thing though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Taking small touches to avoid potential tackles will now only occur when the contextual agility dribbling setting is on.
Now I have a problem.
Oh shit! They're taking left stick dribbling from noobs.
But listen, the biggest problem that I have with this,
tell me,
is the same thing that we talked about. I think it was with.
Did they just nerf left stick dribbling?
No, the agile dribbling. Basically,
wait. This could be
some dribbling. Listen, man, some dribbling animations, by moving the left stick, which include the ball carrier, taking small touches to avoid potential tackles, will now only occur, when the agile dribbler setting is on. So they just like regularly they would do that even if you didn't have the option on.
I don't know if I play on that.
Sometimes when you went, it comes with it on. I turn it off. I don't like it because then you can't really like it. It tries to do the little like moves. You get what I'm trying to say? By itself.
I don't know what I play with.
But either way, what I'm annoyed and maybe it's more in this option is that dribbling shit. When you're in Foot Champs, it's not supposed to be on. It's supposed to automatically go off, and it's been on the whole time. Like it's been.
So they took left stick dribbling away from Foot Champs?
No, it's only on the drip. Like when you're dribbling, sometimes the player does the move without you having the thing on, right? Like the player itself will move the ball.
So now it needs to be on for you to do left stick dribbling.
So now, no. You can still left stick dribble. Some of the animations only work
with it on.
With it on, yeah.
So you need it on.
Yeah, you need it on.
We're gonna have to figure that one out, boys. I don't know why they touched left stick dribbling. Now even easier to defend people.
I'm gonna reread this one more time.
I got it, bro. Okay. Some dribbling animations triggered by moving the left stick, which include the ball carrier taking small touches to avoid potential tackles, will now only occur when the contextual agility dribbling setting is set to on.
Right.
So if you play with it off, you can't left stick dribble.
No, you can. It's.
But you're not going to get the animation, so you can't left stick dribble.
Yeah, but isn't it when you hold L? Is it L1?
That doesn't matter. We're just talking. No, you left stick dribble without touching nothing.
Maybe. Well, they said some of the animations are going to be taken away, so maybe not all of them.
Yo, boys, you think they nerfed it? That would be tough. Anyways, we move. When defending the cross with auto switching setting.
So that's automatic.
Only air balls and loose balls and or only air balls and automatic player switching will occur slightly faster than before. That doesn't matter.
Yeah.
That doesn't matter. This one scares me. Reducing shooting assistance when attempting a shot in a situation where the goalkeeper is positioned closely to entering one of the posts.
Mm-hmm.
That scares me.
Post, yeah, near post is going to be more overpowered now for the goalkeeper. Like the goalkeeper is going to defend it.
So if you move keeper to any of the posts, you're not scoring.
And if the guy shoots to the post and the keeper's there, they're going to get it. Yeah.
So near post is nerfed.
Near post is nerfed. Yeah. Because you know how sometimes
I read that
there.
Perfectly, boys. I'll read it again.
No.
Reduced shooting assistance when attempting a shot in a situation where the goalkeeper is positioned closely to either one of their posts.
Right.
I read that perfectly. So near post has been nerfed and goalkeeping movement could possibly be back.
People are moving the keeper regardless, but yeah.
It could be very, very strong. Yeah, that one scares me massively.
Yeah.
When playing matches with
defensive corners.
Hold on. When playing matches with the defensive corner custom tactic sliders to one or two, more players will now be positioned outside of the halfway line.
Outside of the box at the halfway line.
I play on one to get the corner glitch to work.
So do I.
So now it doesn't work.
Well, you said they nerfed that anyway, right?
So. Yeah, that's the nerf. So there's going to be nobody standing outside the box on two.
Well, they're going to push them more back towards the halfway.
Right.
That's so also going to help. That's hopefully going to help stop.
Let me explain. Guys, for everybody listening, let me help you. Corner glitch is still there. What you're going to do is you're going to call the player short to you.
Yeah.
You're going to play it short. You're now going to left stick dribble for about 2 seconds. Then you're going to turn your back towards goal. You're going to take 3 steps and you're going to laser it to the back post. Congratulations, the corner glitch without passing. Grats. You better hope they did something else. It's not nerfed, boys. It's still there. Pass it to your guy. Do a dribble. Step two steps back. Fire it. But you have to fire it with your guy facing your goal. Fire it on his left foot or his right foot. Bang, back post corner. You still got it, bros.
You know, in corner situations when you don't score and you get a counterattack, that's going to help you defend those counterattacks.
Yeah, that could be sick. All right, let's keep going, man. Improving AI defensive marking during short corner scenarios. Okay, so maybe this is how they nerfed it.
Maybe
now we're probably not going to score any corners.
Maybe not.
Because now they're saying
a header every now and then.
Not improved AI defensive marking. So now I guess all your guys are going to be marked.
Yeah, your teammates are going to defend better.
Yeah. In a situation where the jockeying defender is nutmegged, they will no longer perform an animation in which they slip while turning. That's nice. Because they used to just fall over.
Yeah, they fall over. Yeah, that shit's annoying. Yeah,
that's pretty nice. Reduce the frequency of a CPU AI slide tackles.
What?
That's gonna make through balls more stronger.
What the hell is The AI is going to just randomly slide, bro?
Reduced.
Oh, reduced. Oh,
that's good. Jesus Christ. It's less AI sliding. That's good.
Okay.
Because
the
AI used to jump in front of stuff to get the ball.
Yeah,
that's nice.
Yeah.
That's very nice. W spam right there, boys. That's a good one. Removed some lungs from player. I'm kidding. Removed some. What's that word? Lunging. Lunging animation that could occur when the controlled player always attempts to block a ground pass. I don't know if I know which one they're talking about.
So you know when they lunge at it, and it's like a ground, like a hard pass, or like a normal, not even a ground pass, because it would be a driven pass for that, like a regular pass, and then the player just literally just like lunges for the ball. Sometimes he misses, sometimes he gets it.
Yeah.
On short passes, it looks like they're gonna like make short passing a little bit better. Is it from what I'm understanding from that? So maybe a dub in my opinion, because regular ground passes suck, and also short lob passes. Like, they would just lunge for the ball, so it looks like they're trying to fix the lunging problem, or animations, I guess, but yeah.
How do y'all feel about these patches, boys? That's pretty much the gameplay chat patches. So, goalkeepers are stronger if they're near the post.
Mm-hmm. Corner's been, a teammate defensively has been...
Buffed. And there's no player standing outside the box. But if you lay it off short, you do a little bit of dance. This will be harder to get off, though. Right, because
and also, did you see this as well? Because like, I think this CPU AI bullshit is for like for the people that play squad battles. Because you missed one. It said add more variety to the types of shots the CPU AI can perform. So that has nothing to do with us. Because if you play ultimate like online against people, but I think that's for squad battles. So I think the CPU is about to get even stronger for squad battles.
Maybe, yeah. Oh, sorry for my reading too. I can't read. There's other issues, boys. Like when playing matches with a defensive depth custom tactic slider set to 7 or above, defenders could unintentionally drop too deep into their own half. Oh, whoa, what is
this
saying?
Did you see this?
Whoa, wait. When playing matches with a defensive depth custom tactic slider
set
to 7 or above, defenders could unintentionally drop too deep into their own halves. Ayo, what the fuck? Are they admitting that the natural drop back is too much?
Well, they knew it was.
When playing matches with a defensive depth custom tactic slider set to 70.
You know your attack when you go up to...
No, 7. There's 10 bars. 7 bro, or above.
The slider, it goes up. It's 50, 30, 70. For the thing.
What's this guy talking about, chat?
When you're attacking, you set your defending thing, you go up or down to 70.
They're talking about the depth.
No, they're talking about the attacking thing. In defensive, you can go 70, 50, 30.
Bro, 10. It literally says 7.
It says 7D. I'm reading it right here.
Bro, when a player matches...
7-0 is 70, dude. Not 7.
Bro. Look at the third one addressing the following issues. They have the goalkeeper one. The second one, when playing matches with the defensive depth, custom tactics, slider set to 7.
7D, refresh. It says 70 on my screen.
Mine says 7.
Mine says 70. They fixed the typo. It says when playing matches with defensive
depth. Should I show y'all so y'all can believe me?
No, I can't. I believe you.
I can't. It doesn't show there. Yeah, it's 7. I'll block Jay's screen. It says 7 for me, boys. I swear to God. I swear. It says 7.
It says
70.
70. That's why I was confused. I was like, the fuck?
70. Wait, are we reading the same one?
Yeah. It says when players match, when playing matches with the defensive adept custom tactic slider set to 70 or above, defenders could unintentionally drop too deep in their own half. Either way, it's the same. It's the same thing as you're saying. They're like when you're playing high depth, hopefully your line's now going to stay higher.
Oh, hold on, y'all. I know Jay's screen's messed up for a second. But I'm going to put on the screen for y'all to see what I'm reading. Is that a 7 or a 70?
That's a 7 for you. They edited it,
bro. I'm telling you, I'm not on gummies. I swear.
I legitimately thought you were on something.
Nah, I was like, bro, what are you talking about? It literally says 7.
And the fact that you were arguing with me, there's only 7 bars. No, there's not. There's more.
Not
like,
because,
what do you mean?
No, because on the depth line, it's by bars.
Yeah.
It starts at 5 and you go 6, 7.
No, but like on the defensive one, you know, you can set your depth.
Okay. Anyways. All right. Yeah. Anyways. So yeah, boys, that's what's changing. In the patch, I'll be honest with you, man. I still don't know.
still don't know if this is going to fix the issues because nothing, there's the most broken thing in the game right now is left bumper. Guys, would you say the most broken thing right now is?
I mean, there's a lot of stuff here. The most broke,
I don't think they changed it though, because it would be in gameplay.
It's addressed the following issues. And like, even, you know, when you're like controlling your center back, you know, when you're controlling your center back and then all of a sudden it just flicks to the other center back without you, like there's no through ball, no nothing. It just automatically flicks sometimes. They're literally fixing that.
Oh, look at what else they fixed.
That, like, they fixed a lot. It seems like it does fix a lot.
In rare instances, a goalkeeper could deflect a savable low shot into their own net. That happens to my Ali son all the time. It
happens to a lot of goalkeepers, bro.
Oh, that's a big fix, right, boys?
It seems like they're making goalkeepers stronger in this because there's another one here for goalkeepers where goalkeepers were sometimes unable to make saves when the shots were aimed close to them. Between their knees and their head, so they'll be able to slap it. And you know how when they just go like that, and the ball goes right by them, they'll be able to do that. It looks like they're buffing goalkeepers a bit more.
Yeah, and also, I guess they're buffing team press. The team press meter would unintentionally decrease while team press was starting up after its activation. So team press is gonna last longer.
Good.
Huh?
Good.
I don't know about that one. This one's important. Player switching could not be credited to the player, let the other one go. I don't know if that really matters. It's on player switching. Sometimes a foul was not called following a tackle that was clearly late.
Yep, they're fixing that too. That's
so they're fixing refs.
Yeah, they're fixing a lot, it seems like.
Correcting penalty kicks.
Finally, bro. I lost. Oh my God, I lost a weekend league.
The correct penalty kicks would... Mm-hmm. Eventually be awarded. I have to read the whole thing. In rare situation, players could continue for a short period of time after a penalty kick was called.
Damn. They were fixing penalties.
Does that ever happen, y'all?
Yeah.
It does?
Yeah, it doesn't call the penalty. You just keep playing and then they blow the whistle.
Huh?
Yeah, they take forever to blow the whistle.
For real?
Mm-hmm. They take ages to blow the whistle on everything, to be honest.
The defending player could unintentionally decelerate when chasing the ball in the air. Mine does that
all the time. You like feel like your guy's being pushed back by an invisible wall.
Hey, yo, they fixed that.
Yep, that's what they're saying. I don't know if it's true. We'll see.
When rushing the goalkeeper towards an incoming ball, I do like incoming balls.
Yeah, all to your face. Exactly. Keep going.
Sometimes the goalkeeper would get close to the ball without reacting to it.
Yeah, he just stands there, bro.
Resulting in losing position. Okay.
Should annoy me, dude.
That's nice, man. The next player switch indicator could sometimes unintentionally switch to a center back.
But do you use that?
In some rare situations, a requested fake shot would not be performed and the controlled player would not animate correctly.
Yes, that's huge.
In very rare circumstances, goalkeepers could teleport.
That wasn't rare, dog. That was all the time. What the fuck they mean rare, bro? Reword that, please, EA Sports. That shit happened all the time. They teleport off the screen. Go ahead. Keep going. I'm sorry.
Sometimes the drag to drag skill move could have been unintentionally requested.
How do you unintentionally request a drag back, bro?
Only EA knows, man. When making a catch, the goalkeeper could sometimes unnecessarily fall to the ground.
Unfortunately fall to the ground is better. I like that. I like that wording better.
The ball could travel through defenders in rare situations when the ball receiver would make a touch on the ball. Hey, they fixing stuff.
A lot of things
I'm hearing that they're fixing are defensive and goalkeeper things. I'm kind of scared.
I think it's going to go back towards release more. That's what it seems like. I'm not going to lie to you. The goalkeeper's getting stronger.
In some situations, the CPU AI team would not attempt to win the ball back. I think that's offline. The CPU AI team could sometimes take too long to perform a free kick. Yeah, that's offline.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Addressing potential stability issues that could occur during penalty shootouts. Huh? The ball was received by chest following a lob pass. It could bounce high enough in the air and cause unintentional player switching.
Switching because the air ball thing.
I think that's about it, boys.
When it pops up too much. The thing to me is it seems like they're going back towards what they released in the beginning and then people cried. Seems like goalkeepers, they were nerfed too much, in my opinion, are now being buffed. It's going to be my biggest concern with this, honestly. And guys, I would recommend going to read it for yourselves, and then you guys can, you know, get your opinions on it as well. My opinion from what we've looked at here, it looks like the goalkeepers are going to be strong. They are going to fix, like, when you play higher depth, supposedly, it's not going to drop back, because I hate when my team literally ends up in the stands, defending-wise. But it still is not, the auto-blocking is still there. It's still going to be 8 guys or 10 guys in the box at all times. And you're going to try to weave your way into this. Auto-blocking is going to be stronger. They never fix auto-blocking, bro. And I think that's honestly, in my opinion, I think the most broken shit in FIFA. Like, they're fixing the lunging or whatever, the auto-blocking. Now they're going to make the midfielder even stronger, where they're going to move into position and steal the ball from the midfield. That's good for, you know, stopping counters or whatnot. But I still feel like this is, it's just, it's working, it's helping the person that's playing anti-football or anti-game. He just sits back and waits for the through ball, in my opinion. Yeah, that's just me, though.
I know I got a lot of little ones watching. So the parental control settings were not always available through FIFA Playtime.
Bro, if you... Listen, man, I'm going to tell you this shit right now. If I have children and they see me play FIFA, because I will be playing FIFA at my old age, and they're like, and they're still young, can I play? No, you cannot play this game until you're fucking 18 years old. I don't care. This is not a rated E for everybody,
bro. I'm handing my kid the controller.
Don't give him the stick, bro.
Oh, 100%. I'm like,
he's,
hey, listen.
He's going to bust holes in your wall. It's
pretty. No shot. I'm a gay. I'm like, hey, yo. Hey, you the next Messi on these sticks, bucko. Hey, listen, this one kind of stands out to me. Addressing some potential stability issues. I wonder if that'll fix my internet back at home.
I pray to God it helps my packet loss, because I can't play this damn game. Yeah. Even though it annoys me, I still want to play it, and I can't play it. It's like, I don't know if anybody else listening out there, maybe you guys can reach out to us as well. Are you guys getting the packet loss? Like, red bar whole game.
Well, it seems like it's a certain internet provider in my area that's having that issue, man. But
yeah, it sucks.
It does suck, boys. I don't know if there's anything
much.
They're
fixing pro clubs, bro.
Oh,
they're addressing customization.
I was really excited to read Volta, but then I woke up and said, "Nah, you know what? Just kidding."
Actually, man, that could be so good, but they're so bad with it.
Yeah, guys, I don't know if there's anything else to talk about, man. Is there anything else you want to hit on before we end there, man? It's been an interesting podcast. I think all around the patch notes looks interesting. I still think that they haven't touched the left bumper, right bumper over the top, which is extremely strong this year.
They did something with the driven pass. I'm seeing right here that we missed.
We talked about the driven pass, the one into the defenders.
No, they said when requesting the first time driven pass, the let ball run command. I don't know what the hell that is.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I think it's when you're passing it in, you hold RB and it slides through the next guy. I don't know, sometimes being done. You know what I mean? Like, you know when you first get the ball, mm-hmm. then you try to do it, sometimes the ball just rolls away from the guy?
Yeah.
I think they're fixing that as well, so I don't know.
So, one thing I'll touch on, and it will be the hacking situation. I think this type of one real quick, if y'all want to speak about this real quick. I think this is really, really unfortunate, because I went through this very, 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 very bad. And now I saw Bateson's going through it, Run the Foot Market, Nick's going through it. I went through it very, very bad in...
Yeah, so did I.
FIFA 12, to the point now where nothing is under my actual name. Nothing's under, I have no name. I have nothing. I have, like, literally in each one of my accounts that are made, I have a random name. Like, I'll have something like Billy Bob Smith Jr. Mm-hmm. as like the name. So if anything ever happens to my account, I have to call up to EA Sports with a paper in front of me. That's mm-hmm. a fake date of birth, age, and they can still get accounts even without all this, because they're not getting people through names. They're just getting
say you're doing that to protect yourself more than anything else. Yeah, I feel like,
yeah, and I think it's tough, man. I think for Run the Foot Market, Nick, I think for everyone, I think it's not just the sadness of losing your FIFA stuff, because that stinks, but you know, you have personal bank informations. Names, numbers,
addresses, bro.
Yeah, you have personal information being given to people, and mm-hmm. and I think EA Sports has failed massively, not as a company, nothing to do with FIFA, This has nothing to do with FIFA. And you guys can let me know how you guys feel about this in the chat. If you guys don't know, then you're listening at home. There's been a lot of people getting hacked and losing their accounts and losing their personal information to random people. I think as a company, this has nothing to do with FIFA because it's also happened in Apex. I think as a company, you know, they owe some serious apologies, man. And I think there needs to be a point where you step up and you go, man, we really messed this up. Because again, when you're giving out people's addresses, phone numbers, bank information,
access to like even emails and stuff would be on the accounts, they could see all that stuff.
That's serious issues, man. You know, this is, they're a huge company that needs to take better looks into things. And remember that this is not a new thing, bro. This happened. This was happening to me in 12. This happened to Nepenthes in 12. Yeah, yeah. I lost emails.
Mm-hmm. I know.
They got my emails. I had to change everything from my YouTube emails to my Twitch emails. I lost everything. They had all my information, and this was way back then, and they took everything just because people just look at it like, oh, wow, they hacked your EA account. They don't just hack your EA account. They hack everything. Yeah.
I hate the word hacked, bro. I hate the word hacked.
Yeah, because they're not hackers.
They're not hackers. I don't want to say how it's done. I know how it's done. Because
they already said EA put out a thing saying how it's done. They're doing it through, what are they calling it, boys? They're calling it social something. They call it their EA already said what. It's not hacking, bro. They're calling up to the help thing, and they're doing social. They call it, social engineering.
Social engineering, right?
Okay.
So, bro, it happened to me, right? And now, the thing that annoys me more than anything else, right? Like back then, there wasn't two-step verification in 16.
It still doesn't work. It doesn't work. They're bypassing it. Yeah.
This is what I'm trying to get at, bro. This shit annoys me because I got fucked in 16, lost all my shit, lost my first like big icon I ever got, all that stuff, bro. And then the compensation for it was months later, and then they didn't give me back the right amount of coins, didn't give me back my team. No, dude, the compensation was horrible, and it wasn't even my fault. Besides that bullshit,
I think I hit up the
You try to get in contact with people for you, and then don't you
remember? I hit up the manager, and he said something to me like, oh yeah, now you need me?
Yeah, it was some bullshit like that.
And I replied back with fuck you.
Yeah. And then
it was something brutal like that, bro. This was a long time ago with a manager that was there.
Like, at the time, I was living in your house. Me and you were living together. I was on the phone nights and nights with the customer service trying to get through this. I was on the phone for every single night for a week or 2 weeks just to try to get my account back. The problem is now, it's not even like back then there was no two-step verification, right?
Mm-hmm.
The problem is now there's two-step verification, and the whole fucking problem is they are turning off your two-step verification to give your account to somebody that's not even fucking you, bro. It's brutal.
It's disgusting,
bro,
it's
because
brutal.
At that point, as a content creator, especially for these streamers and stuff, as a content creator, bro, you're trying to provide content and have fun with your viewers, but you're also trying to have some type of privacy for yourself.
But it's not that. Bro. They're not getting it by content providers. They're targeting people that are just in the highest.
Yeah, off of the thing.
That's it. They're going off based off the highest thing. They're not targeting just content creators. They're targeting everybody. And my whole thing is this, bro, is like, you know, it's just FIFA. It is what it is. But at the end of the day, when you're giving out people's bank information and stuff like that, this is when there's a massive, massive problem, you know, because like it's personal at that point, man. This is like people's lives, bro, and you're giving people's names and addresses and phone numbers and that's shitty, bro. And you feel a certain way inside when it happens that's not really explainable. You know what I mean? Like, yo, if you want to take people's players, what is what it is, bro. Like, that shit's ass, right? But when you start messing with people's information and personal information and shit, it's sad, bro. It's really messed up. But you know, hopefully Nick and all them get their stuff back. I've been through it. It sucks. It's a shitty process. I've had a lot of viewers hit me up and say, Skills, can you help me? And I physically can't help you because I don't have access to somebody at that company that can just help. Like I said, I tried to get my brothers back in 2016, and somebody that was there was, I'm not going to mention no names. He's no longer there. He's not part of EA at all. Gave me like a shitty, remember you were like, what? Yeah. He just gave me a really shitty response, bro. And the reason he gave me a shitty response was because I did coins. And he said something like, oh, but I wasn't doing coins at the time. He's like, now you need me, or you should have thought about that when you did coins. And I just replied back.
Yeah, it was some bullshit like that. Yeah, and like, yeah. Fuck you.
And
like,
I replied back with these words. I said, fuck you. Because I just think it's unbelievable that, okay, yeah, I did something really shitty. You know, I was doing coins way back in the day. right? Yeah, but it was 4 or 5 years. Four or 5 years later, and you try to get some help, and then then someone replies to you like that, and you know what I mean? So I just hit him with a fuck you, and I moved. It wasn't Corey, wasn't you. I'm super cool with you, boy. It wasn't nobody like that, boys. It was just somebody at EA Sports a long time ago at the time, and they brought up coins. And, you know, when someone, like, here's the thing, bro, is I did coins, and I got banned, and every day I went to go buy a new PlayStation or an Xbox, and EA gave me my, I dealt with my punishment. But when you're giving out people's information, and then your response to trying to help someone is you bringing up the coins I did in my past, that's not okay for a big corporation.
Right.
So I went through my problems, bro. I've gone through my problems. I don't have no connections at EA Sports like that to be able to just get someone's account back. And I hope the best for Nick and Bateson and all them. I know Bateson knows more people at EA Sports than I do.
Yeah. And hopefully he'll get his stuff and get, it's not even get his stuff back, man. Just like I said, dude, I hate to say it like this. I do care about my account and stuff, but I'd rather them take all the shit on the account and just not have any other information that is
right. Getting people's personal, getting people's personal information. Number two, I don't think that, you know, you should have an option to turn off the web app, because that's how they're getting people, is through the web app. Yeah. Right. So you should have an option.
Well, you're two step.
Not even that. You should have an option to not be able to go, like, you turn on the web app when you want, like, they're on through your console.
Oh, I
only through your
say.
Console. You right. should be have an option to turn off or turn on the web app through your console. So if you're at home and you're like, oh, I'm going to school today, I want my web app on, you turn it on. And if you don't want the web app on, you turn it off. You understand what I'm saying? And that's it. And that's the only way you should be able to get access to, like, web apps per account. But again, you know, it's a shitty situation. I hopefully EA figures out whatever's going on and sorts it out for people. You know what I mean? I think it's important for people to speak on it and just let people know that, yeah, man, we've all been through it. It's shitty as shit. I hope Nick and everybody get their stuff back.
I hope everybody that got fucking hacked get their stuff back. Because
no matter who they are.
I know a couple.
Oh, 100%. It's a bunch of people. Top 100. It's not just content creators.
No. That's what I'm saying. Like, I got mods and stuff in my thing that have been hacked. Like, one got on his account. The other one got on his. And I don't know if they're high on the list or whatnot. But this has been happening all year quietly. And now that it's happening to a lot of people all at once. Like, it's been happening again. I've been hearing about it before, you know, the content, because like you start hearing when content creators are getting fucked, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But yeah, this is the
thing. This is the thing. Is there, it happened to me in 2012, 2013. It happened to you in 2016, and it's happened to these content creators now. The truth is this, and people need to understand this. And I'm glad we're speaking about this on the podcast. This is happening to the normal human being, and I say normal because, you know, like, to somebody who's not doing content, this is still happening. It's just not public to the world. So this happening to a content creator is very, very bad. But at the same time, it opens up.
Good.
It's in a way where it's like, yo, EA, this is happening to normal people that don't have the platforms to show people, and now it's happening to content creators, and it's exposing them fully. And that's where I think, in a way, it's terrible. But at the same time, happening to us is good, because it shows the world that this is happening to people consistently. There's somebody who no one knows. His name is Bobby. He has a couple kids, and he just chills at home, and his hobby is to collect cards on FIFA. He wastes $5,000-$6,000. He loses his account, and he doesn't really have connections except for the EA people that have just given his information out, and now he's having a hard time getting his stuff back.
Yeah.
You know? And I think it's important.
And that being said, bro, you who are you, right? Like, you're my brother. You have all these, you know, you've been doing this a long ass time. You couldn't help me. So, like, I get people in my chat as well be like, oh, man, I got my shit hacked. And I'm like, dude, I'm sorry. You know what I mean? I know what that feels like. They're like, can you help? I'm like, bro, I couldn't even help myself at the time. You know what I'm trying to say? Like,
I'll say one thing, guys, and this is important, and it was a mistake I made. Now, when I started this all with, you know, with content creation and stuff like that, you don't think about the negative things in this world and people that are out to get people. So I just kind of, you know, did what you do, right? But the truth is this, if you are somebody that's on the internet, every single different account you have, use a different password. Never use the same password once, because if they get one password, they're going to get all of your different accounts. So make sure you have different passwords for your social medias, for your emails. Try to have as many different passwords as possible, because if they get one, they get a lot. And for me, what happened was they got one. And when they got that one, they were now in my emails. They were now in all kinds of different stuff. Dude. So it's important for you to make sure that you secure yourself as much as possible. And then even doing that, you're still going to get hit because they can still get around it because what these people are doing.
Somebody literally just said in your chat, that means that you would need 100 passwords. Guys,
I have that.
A booklet.
Yeah.
And it's because of my brother, actually. Yeah. I have a booklet, bro. And then this is why sometimes I can't get into my accounts because I have to go check my book and look for every single different password that I have for everything.
Yeah,
I carry that book around, and that book is like, dude, take my wallet, take my keys, leave me the book. You get what I'm saying? That shit has everything.
Me too. I have to. Like,
that's just how I've done it as well. I don't use the same password. I hate saying the word hack because these kids aren't fucking hacking. Like, that's disrespectful to hacking.
Right.
I've had my accounts taken away from me from little fucktards. And so now, like, I try to, like, privacy is everything to me, bro. So I try to protect myself. So try to protect yourselves as well and do what you guys can. But I'm going to be real with you, man. This shit's, it sucks.
It does suck. Yeah, no, it sucks, man. Just do what you can to change your passwords around. I didn't get hacked this year, thank God. Will I? Probably I will. I hope not. I hope I really don't, but it's possible. It's possible for any of us to get hit. Anybody listening right now, anything. If EA, maybe they'll do something now, but I don't know. We'll see what happens with it. But
it's other companies as well that are getting hit on it. We're just talking about it because...
Yeah, because it's relevant to our company. It's relevant to our company. But, you know, regardless if you're a content provider or not a content provider, just try to protect your accounts because there's people out there all the time trying to, you know... Get stuff from other people. So I just wanted to throw that out there real quick. Run the Foot Market, Nick, and everybody, man. Good luck to all you guys. Hope you get your shit back. And for everybody listening to the podcast, man, we love you. I think we hit on everything. This was a long episode, hour and 30 minutes. This was a big one, boys. I think we discussed everything, boys. What we saying? We discussed everything. I know it's a podcast where we've been gone for so long. Hope you guys had good holidays, man. I think that's it. Is there anything else to talk about? We talked about team of the year. We talked about football.
We talked about the patch notes. We talked about how bad FIFA is.
Yeah. I'm about to get into something called Soul Rare.
What is that?
I don't know, man. I'm about to like invest 10K into this thing. Wish me luck, man.
Hold on. Is this some Bitcoin shit?
So yeah, you buy Ethereum.
Uh-huh.
And
Ethereum.
And you join this game that Nep and everybody's playing.
Uh-huh.
And you buy players. And it's like fantasy football, but you have to buy the players.
Right.
And then
so the players the
sell, and then the cards sell.
And you're just telling me about this today?
I just found out, dude. You know, I just found out that I'm going in. I think I'm going to go in tomorrow, man.
Yo, so like, good luck on that, bro. I probably don't have the funds to invest in that, but I'm going to be honest with you. I've been looking into that shit. I've been trying, bro, but... good luck with the NFT, dude.
Anybody watching the live that do So Rare? I know my boy Chani's in it big time. My boy Nep's in it big time. Yeah, man. I don't know, man. I'm not the guy for crypto. I'm gonna be honest. I'm afraid of it. I'm scared of crypto.
That's you being scared of everything, though, bro.
I'm terrified of crypto, but I think I don't know. That game just looks promising. It looks fun.
Yeah, there's a lot of them. We got to talk more like off stream. Because we can talk about that. Like, there's a bunch of other ones that I've been looking into as well, but...
For sure. Yeah. We'll end there, boys. Quick prediction for El Clasico against Barcelona Real Madrid. That's very, 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 very soon. We'll give that quick prediction and we'll end there. Barcelona playing Real Madrid.
Have COVID? I need to know if people have COVID.
A lot of people have COVID right now. It's tomorrow.
I'm going to say, honestly, if Real Madrid... Like, Vinny, if Vinny's playing and stuff and Real Madrid has just been playing... I know they've been slacking a little bit, but Vinny's been playing out of his mind this year. I think it's going to be 2-1, and it's going to go to Real Madrid.
I'm saying 3-1 to Real Madrid.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, 3-1 Real Madrid. Although Barca's been good, I'm going to say 3-1 to Real Madrid. I think it might be a big scoreline, man. I want to say 5-2 to Madrid.
No, really?
Yeah,
wow, I think it might be 5-2.
I think it might be 5-2. Madrid can score, man. They can score the ball, man. They haven't been in good form, though. But they kind of slipping. But I don't know. I think I could see a big one, man. If they score early, they could be in trouble. Guys, man, thank you guys for viewing, listening to the Stick Talk podcast. We appreciate you guys taking the time out of your day to listen to us. I love you guys very much. Remember to rate us, follow us, subscribe to us all over Apple Music and Spotify. It means a lot to us, man. It helps us push up the rankings. And I know today was a lot of talking, a lot of dumb talking. But we love you and we appreciate y'all being a part of Stick Talk. We will catch you guys next time.